and the handful of drinking companions that had previously frequented the Nightman's house had never seen her. Nobody dropped by anymore because they were fed up with listening to Joel's bilious remarks. His employers were the only ones who would visit occasionally, and Hilde would hide from them. It was now a cold and dismal spring day in 1654. Andreas Lind of the Ice People had been ploughing a small patch of soil by the forest above the other fields that belonged to his farm. He had been interested in the small meadow for quite some years and thought that it could be turned into good arable land. There didn't seem to be many stones, and the underwood would be easy to clear. Finally, he had got started on converting it. Andreas was now 27, and he was still a bachelor. He hadn't come that far. He had certainly looked at the girls in town, but none of them had set his heart ablaze. He much preferred to walk behind his horse, as he did now, with his hands on the plough, watching the good black topsoil turn under his gaze. This would be a fine piece of land. He decided it would probably be best if he started off by sowing barley. A stone hit the ploughshare and he stopped the horse. It wasn't a very big stone, so he was able to lift it easily to the edge of the field. Andreas decided to take a break. He climbed to the top of a ridge so that he could look out over the village. He sat down on a boulder with his arms wrapped around his knees. Linden Avenue looked fine from here. The buildings were well kept. His mum and dad and granddad still worked on the farm and made it a point of honour to keep everything in the best possible state. Although Linden Avenue was not one of the biggest farms in the parish, it was still regarded as an estate. Grostensholm looked just as good. Better, of course, because it was grander, but this was only for as long as Tarald and Urian Liv were still able to manage it. How things would turn out when young Matthias Maiden took over was difficult to say. Matthias was a physician by profession and could do nothing else. But if he could get a good farmer to manage it all, then it would be all right. Matthias hadn't married either, and he was now 30 years old. Just thinking of Matthias made Andreas smile. It would be almost wrong of Matthias to marry and belong to one person. He seemed to belong to all of humanity. Marriage might tie him down so that he wouldn't have the time to care for others. But these were selfish thoughts on Andreas's part. After all, Matthias should also have the chance to experience the close love and devotion of a caring relationship, even though it didn't seem that he missed being married. Andreas happened to gaze at a small, miserable hovel at the edge of the forest, not far from where he sat. He shivered. He knew that this was where the Nightman lived with his daughter. At that moment, he caught sight of a woman on her way to the outhouse. Then she was.